I feel like calling Jamie and Eugenia. I don't know your name in English. Eugenia. Come here. Come here. They are leaving. They are facing so many troubles or facing tough days. Challenges, challenges, challenges. Perfect word. For 1 year, we were praying. God spoke through us about victory. You have the victory. You have the victory. And sometimes we think the victory is what we think is right, what we think is good for us, is good for them. So I believe it's good for you to stay. It's good for you. So until the day, peace came into her heart. And nothing was working concerning their fight against the immigration of Canada to stay in Canada. So many things happened. But when the decision came, instead of getting desperate, just the release came. And they felt like, ooh, release came. And then I told them, I called him, so okay, let's keep fighting. See? Sometimes I have to be led by the Spirit. But I felt like, no, you have the victory. But I didn't know they found the victory. And that night, because she was praying for like a few years to God to bring their family together. One son in Canada, one son in New Zealand, one son in the United States. And for them, it would be good to bring everybody to Canada, but Canada was kicking them off, out of Canada. And that night, one son is already there in Chile, and the second one is coming, is moving from California. He graduated in Bible school. He was helping the pastor, and the pastor said, "Go, you know, I'm sending you to be a missionary in Chile." And when they got the answer from the government, they said they felt peace from the Lord and said, no, we won't fight anymore. Because the victory is when you get our family together. Amen. So I don't know what I'm doing right now, but they just feel like in their spirit to share briefly something and say maybe bye to everyone. Or share what you shared on Friday night for us. Yeah. Why? I want to translate. Okay, no, I'm kidding. No, Alex, please.
I'm very happy now. muchas gracias, Iglesia.
Thank you all very much.
Familia.
Family.
En Cristo. Fue un año de mucha dificultad. Emigración no nos dejó trabajar. Solo encerrado en la casa. No teníamos para comprar comida ni para arrendar. Pero Dios nos trajo a esta iglesia y aquí nos proveyeron todo. Gracias. Mateos 25:40. No sé si lo quiere leer en inglés. Ahí dice que Mateos 25:40. Amén. Hicieron una injusticia muy grande con nosotros en este país. Y yo no entendía por qué estaba pasando esto. Pero estuve 3 años orando como madre para que nos uniéramos como familia nuevamente. Pero en la audiencia, la última audiencia que tuve, the last hearing, fue difícil. Lo que sucedió ahí en ese lugar, no entendía. Como hija de Dios, yo decía, Señor, yo no debo estar en esta situación. Pero al otro día en la mañana, me llama mi hijo de California y me dice, Mom, te tengo una buena noticia. Me dice, Mom, te tengo una buena noticia. Y yo le digo, ¿qué? Un año tan mal que una buena noticia era. ¿De qué podría ser? Y me dice el líder de la misión, me dice que tengo que irme a Chile como líder y como misionero a ayudar a la iglesia de Chile. Un mes atrás se había ido Matías, que todos lo conocen. Y ahora nos vamos nosotros. Y por 3 años ayuné y oré. Y yo le decía, Señor, si no es en Canadá, donde sea, pero que nos unamos como familia. Y el Señor quiere que sea en Chile. Allá Él nos necesita. Y por eso estoy muy feliz. Porque Dios es perfecto. A veces uno no entiende, como hijos de Dios, por qué tenemos que pasar cosas tan difíciles. Pero el Señor tiene un plan perfecto para cada uno de nosotros. Las oraciones del domingo en la tarde, fueron de gran bendición para nosotros. El Señor nos levantó, nos prometió muchas cosas y ahora ya se están cumpliendo. Le agradezco mucho al Pastor Delson. Él, desde que nos tomó, nunca nos soltó. Y siempre creyó en nosotros. Nunca nos discriminó por nada. Y él obedeció al Señor. Así que doy gracias a Dios por él, por su familia. Tienen un gran pastor. Sé que Dios lo ha puesto por algo en este lugar. Yo me voy con un muy hermoso recuerdo de esta iglesia. Y por cada uno de ustedes, porque con un granito de arena aportaron para ayudarnos a nosotros. No me cabe la duda que Dios va a bendecir grandemente esta iglesia. Fue lo mejor que pudimos tener en Canadá. Y aprendimos mucho de ustedes. Gracias, los amamos mucho. Gracias, pastor. Gracias.
Aleluya.
Hi. Hey, good morning, everybody. No. Yeah, necesito que me ayudes. Yeah, no, I know. I'm very ready. I say very thank you for everything. Okay, you are my family. Serious, you are my family. I invited anybody go to Chile. No problem. Only call me. Okay, I receive. my door is open in Chile. Okay, but I don't know. Yes. At this morning when I come in here, I say, God, today is the last time can stay here. Y tengo sentimientos encontrados. ¿Me puedes ayudar? Como sentimientos. Ya. Y le daba gracias a Dios por todo lo que hemos pasado. Cuando leo a Filipenses 4, y Pablo expresa lo que él ha vivido, no teniendo nada y también teniéndolo todo. Me siento muy identificado. Hemos sufrido por tratar de tener a nuestra familia unida. Pero en Romanos 8:35 dice que ¿quién nos podrá separar del amor de Cristo? ¿O hambre, o tribulación, o angustia? Todas esas cosas no nos van a poder separar de este amor tan grande que es en Cristo. Al llegar aquí, y hoy día los miro a todos bien, porque ustedes son todos mi familia. Esta emoción que tengo es por, ya no los voy a ver. Pero en esta fe que tenemos tan grande, sabemos que allá arriba nos vamos a juntar todos. Seamos fieles. Sigamos predicando el Evangelio. Sigamos predicando a Cristo. Sigamos saltando y danzando por Cristo. Sigamos hablando de Cristo a nuestros compañeros de trabajo, a la gente que no conocemos. Hablemos de sus milagros, que no se detienen hasta el día de hoy. Hasta hoy, que no se detienen hasta hoy, que los milagros siguen
habiendo.
Y gracias por este milagro de que pueda también reunir a mi familia. My wife and me. Mi esposa y yo somos contadores públicos los dos. Y en Chile sé que tenemos una oportunidad laboral. Pero cuando salimos el año 98 de Chile, vinimos como misioneros a Estados Unidos. Hace 20 años que yo no vuelvo a Chile. Para mí ya es otro país. Voy a tener que aprender a hablar chileno. Pero estoy muy feliz de volver a mi patria. Gracias al Pastor Delson. Es mi hermano. Molto obrigado. God bless you. Y a cada uno de ustedes por bendecirnos. En la reunión que más bendición recibí en esta iglesia, es en the upper room meeting. Yes. Me gustaría que se pusieran de pie las personas que vienen a ese meeting en este momento.
For those that come to the upper room, I would like for you to stand up.
Brother Prince, please. ¿Usted ve a estas personas que están aquí de pies? Ellos son valientes. Le creen a Dios igual que yo. Y yo lo invito a que usted se una a este grupo. Porque ellos son valientes. Y oraron por nosotros. Nos bendijeron. Levantaron nuestros brazos. Y vimos milagros en este lugar. ¿Se recuerdan cuando danzábamos aquí y sentimos la presencia de Dios? Dios se manifestó en este lugar. Él tocó nuestras vidas cada domingo. Y nos ayudó a seguir caminando. Y para poder ser libres. Siéntense nomás, mi hermano, por favor. Okay, thank you. Gracias por todo. Gracias por todo. Gloria a Dios. Y no quiero terminar, pastor. Hay una alabanza que dice celebrar a Cristo. Ustedes se la saben, ¿cierto? Sí. Dice celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Okay, come on. Celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Come on. Celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Vamos, come on. Celebrate Jesus, celebrate. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen forevermore. He is risen. He is risen. Celebrate. Come on and celebrate. Come on and celebrate.
The resurrection of our Lord.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Okay, God bless you, everybody. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, come here. Let's bless them. Let's pray for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you spread your hands, please? God knows what He's doing. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I want to, first of all, Lord, I want to say thank you so much for this couple, for the privilege to know them, to have a chance for a period of time to walk with them, to celebrate you, Lord, with them, to pray together, to learn from you together, Lord. Was a such privilege, Lord. They are brother and sister, and they are going back to Chile, and because they got the victory, and this is what you have planned for them. This is what you have decided for them this time in their lives. So thank you, Lord. We celebrate with them. If they are happy, they are rejoicing. We are rejoicing with them, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you so much, and we bless them, Lord. And declare, Lord, that they will go and there will be a blessing in Chile, Lord. They will be provided in Chile, Lord. They will have everything they need to start over again and be a blessing to that people, Lord. Spreading the gospel, loving people, blessing people. And I know, Lord, they will perform signs, wonders, and miracles because of you in their lives. So thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Thank you, Lord, for the grace. Thank you, Lord, for what you already have prepared for them in Chile. So thank you, Lord. We bless them. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. You know, can I do something? Can I bring the basket? If you feel in your heart, if you want to give something to them, I want to give something to them. Wait. I want to sow a seed in our lives. I think the church, because we had chance to bless you guys.
Amen.
Sow seeds into your lives. Little bit. But little by little, God provided you here, Amen. And God will provide you guys there. Amen. Everywhere you go. Everywhere. Amen. Everywhere you go. God will provide you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to do now, if you want to do later, if you want to talk to them later, if you want to pray for them later, feel free with joy in your heart, okay? They're leaving the country. They will start over again. So they need the seeds to sow in Chile. Amen? Hallelujah. And whatever it is, God will multiply. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I declare multiplication of the seeds that your people are given to them, Lord. And thank you, Lord. And I know you're going to multiply the seeds in our hands as well. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God knows everything. God knows everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It's yours. Amen. Amen. You know, I don't know you. It's not only because I'm emotional, because I really learned to love these guys. But I feel the presence of God, which is more important than just something emotional or feelings. It's the presence of God here. There's one scripture. In Daniel 11:32 says, I like to use this, I can read big letters. Daniel 11:32 says, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But, and I love this, but, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits, great deeds. So we are the people that know our God. We know this God of love. What I really believe was God through them to ministry to us, because, you know, for 1 year, they had a tough time, a huge challenge. Sometimes I felt like, oh, if I was me, Lord, could I support that pressure on me, on my family? They were facing a tough time, but every Sunday, they had a smile in their face. They came in the morning, they came in the afternoon, they came for the Spanish meeting. They came with joy in their hearts to celebrate God, to praise the Lord, to glorify the Lord. You know, Jamie, I've learned a lot. Because we have to praise and worship the Lord. Doesn't matter the circumstances of our lives. In the morning when we wake up, sometimes we don't want to do it. Our flesh doesn't want. But when we know the God we serve, we'll be stronger. We'll be courageous. We'll be brave. And you guys were brave, helping them, blessing them, praying for them, sowing seeds into their lives. You were brave. Someone came to the board meeting. Someone, I can say Alonir, he's here. He's part of the board directors. And we had a meeting, and we decided to support them with the rent. And the next day, Alonir said, you know, I feel proud. Proud to be part of this church, because this is what you're doing. We are expressing the love of God, and I that was really good to hear, because we are doing for the Lord. Everything you do as you are doing for the Lord.
So I don't know if everyone is here last week, but at the end of the service last week, we came up for prayer, because we were looking for a house. But I'm going to give a little bit of backstory first. So about a year and a half ago, Lee and I were driving, just doing normal stuff, and I noticed that there was some buildings being built, like houses, apartments, and all that. And I was thinking, I was like, wow, I would really like to live in that place. That looks really nice. And I declared then, I was like, Lord, I think that I'll live there. And then I forgot that. And so in October this year, we started thinking, okay, it's almost a year till our wedding. We need to start looking for a house. So we were looking at, like, houses. And they were all, like, really expensive. And so we're like, you know what? Anything is possible with God. We're just going to believe for the best because we're not going to limit God. And so we prayed for this one house, and we were believing for it, and then we kind of left it there. That house got sold, and we're like, oh. But I wasn't disappointed either because I had peace. So then we kind of forgot about it for a bit. We did other wedding stuff, and then last week, we're like, okay, let's start looking again on Saturday. And we looked at other places, like renting and all that. We're like, eh, no. Like, didn't feel peace. So, like, how about we just pray, get everyone in agreement, and then that'll be cool. So we came up, prayed, and then after church, we went looking again. But then you messaged some guy on Craigslist who had a house, conveniently, was at that place, the same place, but like a year ago that we had prayed for, but those ones were only to buy because we had looked there on Saturday, but it was just to buy them, and we're like, well, if we want to buy, we want to get like a house, not an apartment. And so there was this one guy who had bought an apartment, and he bought it for his son, but his son was going to go do something else in London with his girlfriend for like 3 years or whatever. So he's like, okay, I have this apartment. What am I going to do with it? I'm just going to put up for rent. So we went there, and like on Monday, so it was like Sunday and then Monday, we went, signed it. So now we're going to have that place to live. It's, yeah.
Amen.
So it's perfect location. It's right by my work. It's next to like stores and everything. It's honestly like the ideal best place. I couldn't ask for anywhere better to live.
Man,
it's brand new. They just opened the place February 7th. So it's like super like new. It's perfect. And so yeah, it's actually so funny because God had us believe for that. In that time, he started making that work, and now I also believe that we're going to come up again in a bit, like maybe a year or two or whatever, with another testimony of that other house, because we still believe for it, and I am fully convinced that we have it. So, yeah, we'll be back soon with another testimony.
Amen.
But, yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Leo said, Amen. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. This is the Lord we serve. This is the God we serve. And just rejoice every day of your life because we serve a great God. Yeah, and Patricia also, she felt in her spirit to, so it's time to make tents. And she felt like looking for a job. And he just applied for a few places. She said, no, I think he's going to, yeah, she. I'm a man, married a woman. she. And she applied for places. In one place, one store she really likes. And she went there and applied and everything. So she was leaving the store and she felt like, but this is not the real store, the store that I really want to work. I want to work in the store beside the store. I applied, nobody called me, but okay, I'll go there. And she felt like going. And when she went there, the lady that's supposed to make an interview, have an interview with her, she said, oh, the manager is here. She can have an interview now. Then, at the end of the story, she got the job. And right away. Amen. It's going to help us a lot, and then it's going to help her to improve her English as well, to improve and be able to be a good influence to that people. And God is good and our provider in every respect. Amen? Done.